Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 777 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky informed in his evening video address that he held a meeting regarding Ukraine's missile program. The meeting was attended by the Commander-in-Chief, Minister of Defense, Minister of Strategic Industries, and heads of relevant enterprises. They talked about serial production and new models of missiles. Quote, "The details aren't public, but our defense industry has the necessary results, and the main thing is for the army to implement these results now." Unquote. Zelensky also discussed the current situation on the front line with the Commander-in-Chief and received a report by the Chief of the Defense Intelligence of Ukraine. Russian forces conducted a missile strike against the city of Odessa, reports Ukrainska Pravda. 4 civilians, including a 10-year-old girl, have been killed and 14 wounded. 4 of them are in serious condition. Among the wounded is a 4-year-old girl. She has a shrapnel wound to her back and a concussion. She is in hospital under medical supervision. Early reports suggest that an Iskander-M ballistic missile was deployed. The Defense Forces of Ukraine South said a petrol station was hit. The Swiss government will host a 2-day high-level conference on the settlement of the war in Ukraine, known as the Peace Summit, in mid-June, reports Suspilne. The conference is due to take place at a Bergenstock resort in the canton of Nidwalden, near Lucerne, on 15th and 16th of June. The Foreign Ministry of Switzerland said that the meeting would be a platform for high-level dialogue on ways to achieve a comprehensive, just, and lasting peace in Ukraine on the basis of international law and the UN Charter. The conference should create a common understanding of the framework that will contribute to achieving this goal. It should also draw up a specific roadmap for Russia's participation in the peace process. It is not yet known which countries will attend the summit. A total of 80 to 100 states are expected to be invited, but Russia is not among them. The president of Ukraine said in an interview with German Axel Springer SE editorial group that some quote-unquote representative of continents will brief Russia on the details of the peace plan developed at the inaugural peace summit in Switzerland, reports European Pravda. Zelensky assumes that some points of the plan with details of what should be done will be ready following the peace summit in Switzerland, and after that the whole plan will be prepared. The discussions will be based on President Zelensky's peace formula. Quote, "Of course, some parties to the negotiations, some representatives of the continents, will present this plan to the Russian representatives, but only after we reach an agreement and form a common point of view among the countries that really want peace. Not just talk, but real peace," unquote, Zelensky stated. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Dmytro Kuleba, Ukrainian foreign minister, said that Kyiv hopes to agree on supplying 7 additional Patriot air defense system batteries as soon as possible, and is considering borrowing them from other countries, reports Radio Liberty. In an interview with the Washington Post, Kuleba explained the change in Ukraine's tone in receiving air defense from Western partners by saying, quote, "nice and quiet diplomacy didn't work," unquote. He expressed the hope that his new style of tough diplomacy would help make a breakthrough. The foreign minister said that his team found over 100 available Patriot missile batteries, including those from neighboring countries. At first, he focused on getting 7 batteries as quickly as possible. In addition, Kuleba says that Kyiv found 4 countries in Europe and Asia with Patriot, which can be immediately transferred to Ukraine. At the same time, he continues to ask the United States to hand over its batteries amid the blocking of $60 billion aid package in Congress. The foreign minister said he even offered countries to provide Ukraine with Patriot for temporary use, promising to return the batteries as soon as they asked. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just 2 people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.